In this week's Parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, the Sedra that opens up Sefer Bamidbar, we're talking about the way that the Yidden camped in the Midbar. How did it look when they traveled in the Midbar? How did it look when they lived in the Midbar? And we have all the details about the flags that they had and the order that they moved in. And after it talks about all the Jews, it talks about the Levim as a separate entity. And it says, a pasuk, V'ha-Levim yachanu saviv l'mishkan ha'edos, and the Levim camped around the Mishkan ha'edos, v'lo yihye ketzef al adas b'nei Yisrael. Or the Levim should camp around the Mishkan ha'edos, and if they do, then there won't be anger on Klal Yisrael. V'shamru ha'Levim, and the Levim watched, they protected, they looked after es mishmeres Mishkan ha'edos, the Mishmeres of the Mishkan Ha'edos, the Mishkan, which is called the Mishkan Ha'edos. So it seems to be, the Pshat in the Pasuk, if we're going to understand it, is that the Levim, the place of the Levim, is around the Mishkan Ha'edos, and if they watch it, there will not be anger on the Jews, as if it's all the anger on the Jews is dependent on the fact that the Levim are camping around the Mishkan and protecting it and watching it. Which is very hard to understand. Why does the Mishkan need to be watched anyways? Don't we say, we're going to speak about when the Aron is being carried, that we know that the Aron doesn't need to be carried, that the Aron noisei es noisev, the Aron carries its carriers. This is the Mishkan Hashem, this is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does it really need people to protect it? What is the job of the Levim to protect the Mishkan Ha'edos? Rashi answers simply that what we're talking about is that shalayi kansuzarim, that strangers shouldn't come in to do the work in the Mishkan, meaning that the work in the Mishkan is the work for the work of putting the Mishkan up, taking the Mishkan down, carrying the vessels of the Mishkan and the Avodah in the Mishkan, and ultimately in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the work of the Levim and the Kohanim, and it's not the work of anybody else. And therefore, what they're protecting, what they're watching, is to make sure that nobody from another Shevet comes in to do the Avodah in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately. And we see what happens when strangers try. So, for example, in the story that's going to happen in Parshas Korach, when people from Shevet Reuven are going to try and be part of the Avodah, when Korach is going to come with the Taina that the Kol Ha'edah, the whole Edah is Kedoshim, why do we need special people to do the Avodah, is going to be a tremendous ketzef, a tremendous anger. So the work of the Levim is to go around the Mishkan Ha'edos and to prevent this kind of anger on Adas Ben Israel. We can look at it, however, in a different way, in a deeper way. The Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edos because inside the Mishkan there's the Aron. And inside the Aron are the Luchos Ha'edos, meaning that when we call the Mishkan Ha'edos, we're talking about the Torah, the Luchos which represent the Torah. The work of Shevet Levi, besides the very technical, physical jobs that they had, besides their work in the Mishkan, they have a very important role in Klal Yisrael, as they got in their bracha, Yeru Mishpatecha LeYaakov V'Sarasecha LeYisrael. Their job is to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Simply, B'nai Levi are the B'nai Torah. They specifically don't get land because they're meant to be busy learning, teaching, and with their Torah, they're protecting Klal Yisrael. They're making sure that there shouldn't be anger on Adas B'nai Yisrael because of the very, very important and crucial work that they do. The Rambam adds, at the end of Hilchos Shmita and Yovel, that it's not just Shevet Levi, but any person from Klal Yisrael who decides that he wants to take on this aspect of being Shevet Levi, meaning any person can decide that I want to remove from myself, in the words of the Rambam, all hacheshbonos harabim asher bikshu b'nei ha'adam, the burden of the cheshbonos harabim, all the difficulties that people have with making parnasa and having enough money and spending that money, knowing to do with that money, any person in Klal Yisrael can say, I want to be a Ben Torah. I want to spend my time learning. And the promise is, says the Rambam, that the same way Hashem takes care of Shevet Levi, he will take care of them. And he, this person, this Ben Torah, becomes one of the protectors and one of those who are protected because he becomes part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, the Shevet of Hashem. in our parsha, we have a remez to this. In our parsha, it says, Pasuk va'ani, hini lakachti es halavim mitoch b'nei Yisrael. I took the levim from amidst b'nei Yisrael, which again simply means that Hashem took one shevet out of the shvatim of b'nei Yisrael, and I took this shevet to be mine. But in the Sefer Parparois L'Torah, it says that if you take that word Yisrael, and you take the besoich Yisrael, that means the middle of Yisrael. What does it mean? Every letter in Yisrael is made up of three letters. So, for example, the letter Yud in Yisrael is made up of a Yud, a Vav, and a Dalet. That's how you spell out the letter Yud. If you take the middle of that letter, you're going to get a Vav. If you take the Shin is a Shin Yud Nun. The middle letter is a Yud. From the Resh, it's also a Yud. From the Aleph, Lamed, Pei, you're going to get a Lamed. And from the word Lamed, the letter Lamed, spelled out Lamed, Mem, Dalet, you're going to get a Mem. Which means that the middle of every letter of Yisrael will spell out Vav, Yud, Yud, Lamed, Mem, or in other words, Levi'im. The middle of Yisrael is Levi'im, which means that the Levi'im are chosen from the Jewish nation, but also that amidst Yisrael, right in the middle of Yisrael, you will find people who are going to be like the Levi'im. They will act like the Levi'im, and they will be taken care of like the Levi'im. And so we can say that the great responsibility of the Levi'im and of the Yidden who call themselves Levi'im, who act like Levi'im in the Yerum Mishpatech Yaakov sense, is Vishamru Halavim es Mishmeres Mishkan Ha'edus. When we pay attention to Limud HaTorah and we pay attention to the Lomdei HaTorah, this is a protection for all of Klal Yisrael to make sure that there's not going to be ketzef, there's not going to be anger. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to warn his Talmidim. He would say, everything is dependent on you. And if you don't learn properly in Kovna, then the Yidden of Paris are going to be Mechal Shabbos, and they're not going to eat kosher. It's your job here. They don't know. You know. So you're the one that are going to sit and learn, and your learning here is going to protect all of Yisrael. And it's hinted to in this pasuk, Vishamru Halavim es Mishmeres Mishkan Ha'edos. You're the protectors of Klal Yisrael. And we could go back to the words of Rashi again, and it says the question, what are they protecting? And the answer, Shalei Yikansu Zarim Ba'Vaidasam. If they do, they'll be Ketef. That strangers shouldn't come in, and it could be that on a deeper level what we're talking about is that the B'nai Torah have to be so careful. We have to make sure that the deis, that the understandings, that the knowledge, that the learning of those learners remain pure and clear. Because they're protecting all of Klal Yisrael, they have to be sheltered and protected from any outside ideas that are going to destroy the purity and the clarity of what they are learning, of what they are studying. We need to understand, to realize the crucial role of the Levi'im then and the modern day Levi'im now and what they're playing in protecting our world from the anger that can come. We have a pretty well-known story of the Chafetz Chaim. There was, during his time, they were building a hospital, a very necessary, needed hospital. And they asked the Chofetz Chaim to participate in a fundraiser for this hospital. Now, they had the building already, but they needed the tziud, they needed the equipment for the hospital. And one of the things they needed was beds. So they got a bunch of wealthy people together, and they were asking each one of these people to donate a number of beds. How many beds are you donating? 2 beds, 3 beds, 5 beds? And they knew that if the Chofetz Chaim was there, it would be more inspiring and it would be more obligating for the wealthy people to be giving these beds. So they had a beautiful ma'amad, they had a whole ceremony, and the Chofetz Chaim was there. I'm not sure if he spoke or if he didn't speak, but whatever the case was, he played a prominent role there, and one person raised their hand and said, I'm donating 3, and another person said 5, and with each time they gave them a tremendous amount of gratitude for donating these beds to the hospital. And at one point during the ceremony, a bunch of the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim walked into the auditorium, and he turned away from the ceremony and he gave them attention, and they were asking him questions on something that they were learning, and he was answering them as if he was standing in the Beis Medrash. And some of the Gvirim, some of the wealthy people, had a hard time with this. They said, you know, we're in the middle of a something and you're giving them a lot of respect. How many beds did they give? Like, what have they donated to the cause? And, you know, as one person said this, it spread throughout, and there was a lot of grumbling going on. And the Chofetz Chaim stopped, and he said, these people, these boys, they've given, this one gave 100 beds, this one gave 200 beds, which made no sense, because these were certainly not wealthy people who could afford to give the beds. So they said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What do you mean he gave 200 beds? How could he have given 200 beds? And he turned to them and he said, you're doing a tremendous service to Klal Yisrael. Each one of you is donating 1, 2, 3 beds, 5 beds, 7 beds. You're donating these beds to people who are sick. But with the Torah that these yeshiva bachurim are learning, they are protecting 100, 200, 300 people that they shouldn't need the beds, that they shouldn't even get to the hospital, that there should be no need for the beds. And with that, they're donating. They are protecting. They are the protectors of Klal Yisrael. And again, just to read our pasuk, v'halavim, and again, according to the Rambam, those who choose to be the Levim, yachanu saviv l'mishkan ha'edos, they're going to camp around the Mishkan ha'edos, the Edos is the Torah, and because of that, v'la yiyah ketzef al adas b'nei Yisrael, they're protecting Klal Yisrael from any anger that might be coming on them.